A very special opportunity this Thursday night to spend time with a Holocaust survivor. Dr. Erica Miller will be in Folsom to lecture about her experiences both during the war and her work after the war to rebuild what has become a full and joyous life.
I did not pick my 4 years encampment and seeing the atrocities as a little girl, but it made me real tough. And I would not be here today to inspire, to enjoy, embrace life and be so excited if not for my early experience. So be in the moment. How lucky you are that you are here, that you know that you're here, because again, life doesn't owe us anything. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
So an inspirational message from a very, but also some education about one of the most horrible times in our world's history.
Absolutely. And it's incredible the resiliency of Holocaust survivors mm-hmm. to go on and build amazing lives.
Right. At 88. That. I mean, she's like playing pickleball and mm-hmm. out walking every day and lives a very active life and is an inspiration for a lot of people. She's a global speaker. So Dr. Miller was just 7 years old when she was scooped up along with her family and taken to a processing center, a place that was a last stop before a concentration camp.
I was a curious little kid. I could not understand, the noise and the dogs barking and hunting Jews. I heard about Jews. So here I found myself at the train station. We didn't know where we were going, and the atrocities that I saw, they're like videos. They don't affect me. I'm very detached, luckily for me. I see the mayhem on the, beatings and shooting and grabbing kids and screaming. And we ended up in a holding camp for 4 years, from 7 to 11, in Ukraine, in Transnistria.
So Dr. Miller's family was held in Ukraine, and eventually they were liberated by the Russians. Now, her father spoke many languages, which may be why the family was not sent on to a concentration camp, because he was of use to the Nazis. Dr. Miller describes what she saw out her tiny window every day.
Looking outside the little window, we were 20 people in this, like corpses laying next to each other, and looking outside how every morning they came and they picked up the dead bodies. They looked so ugly. And I thought to myself, maybe tomorrow I'll be dead.
Dr. Miller is 88, but she has the energy of someone a third her age. She was just effervescent during our interview. You will hear her story of survival of the Holocaust, but I have no doubt the evening will end on a positive, inspiring note.
It's just incredible to what she survived and what she was exposed to as such a young child.
Right. 7 to 11 is when she saw, all of these atrocities like out her tiny window every day, not knowing if she was going to be one of them soon, if she was going to be killed. So you can see Dr. Miller this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Folsom Community Center. We're going to put up a link to the event on KFBK.com. You can check my socials, too, for more information. The event is sponsored by the Chabad Jewish Community Center.